Spectrum has great news for blind and beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news, access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's X-A-V-I-E-R, SocietyForTheBlind.org.
Many are surprised to learn what a full life a veteran with a disability can lead. For example, Steve Baskis is a 27-year-old veteran who is pursuing a college degree, has taken up mountain climbing, and is blind. Recently, on behalf of BVA and other blinded veterans, he visited the members of Congress to request additional funding for combat-related eye trauma research. He's also participated in Project Gemini, a program that links blinded vets in the U.S. with those in the U.K. To learn more, visit bva.org.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone. Because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
This hour is brought to you by Leader Dogs for the Blind, making people unstoppable for 30 years.
Hi, this is Sherry Brunn, and I am very proud.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I
The Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
We are back. Yes, we are. We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. You're listening to the greatest show, as far as I'm concerned, because we have so many sighted people listening to our radio show. We have the vision impaired. We have the blind. The question is, what are you? You want to call in, which I hope you will, and tell us what you are. I'd love to hear from you. My phone number here, 407-894-1680. If you like the show, I'd like to hear from you. We're not going to bite you. Call in. We'd like to hear from you. Especially if you're in the Midwest. Love to hear from you. 407-894-1680. Maybe you're in New York. That's not the Midwest, but it's close enough. That was a funny one. He didn't laugh. You're supposed to be laughing. Listen, folks, I moved Pennsylvania in now, too. So if you're from Pennsylvania, you can call, too. 407-894-1680. Lynn, are you there?
I'm there.
Did you feed the dog some more after I fed them?
No, I did not. So I didn't know if you and Sheila were going to do our last trivia for the night.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Chris, are you there? Chris?
Well, somebody just spoke for me, but yeah, I'm here.
I heard that.
We have a busy show later, so let's play our trivia right now for those people tuning in for the first time. Hey, listen, folks. If you're listening right now, listen very carefully. This was the number one song in its year. The question is, which year? Play the song, see if anybody knows it. So it's singing the song.
To me.
No, that's not the song.
I couldn't sleep at all last night. Just thinking of you. Baby, things weren't right. When I was tossing and turning, turning and tossing, tossing and turning all night. I kicked the blankets on the floor. Turned my upside down. I never did before.
Sheila, would you get off the table? Stop dancing on the table. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Sheila's dancing on the table. I couldn't believe it.
You wanted to bring something up quickly, or? Well, I think I would like to have, you know, and I know we don't have a lot of time, but if anybody has something positive about this year that has come out of this year, you know, I would love to know, because I won't be back before the first of the year. And I do feel that there has been some good that has come out of this year. I think families have grown closer together with different ways to communicate, and I think communities have grown closer together to take care of each other. I think our affiliates have grown closer by doing Zoom calls and community calls and reaching out to each other because we've not been able to be socially together. So I would just like to know how
we got more listeners.
How everybody is dealing with that. And you know, I do believe that after January, you know, maybe by March we'll be able to be back to semi normal. And I'm so
wait. Do you really want to be normal?
No, she said semi normal.
Semi normal. I don't want to be normal.
I said semi.
Semi, okay, because I don't mean normal.
I'm going to be celebrating New Year's Eve because I'm going to say, hallelujah, 2020 is gone.
Well, you know, we were invited to a party last year down the street, and it was this big 2020 party, and I bought these little souvenirs, the glasses, you know, the 20, it looks like the 2020 that you wear on your in front of your eyes.
Uh-huh.
And this year, I think I'm going to break them in half.
Alrighty.
But you know what? But you did say good things happened too, and we had two great granddaughters born. So it's 2020 wasn't all that bad.
Born and
no, you did.
My family is healthy, and you know I am healthy. So yeah, I'm very blessed. So
goodness.
Yes, for sure.
The phone number to call in, if you want to say anything, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
All righty.
I bet nobody
Here we go.
Song.
Oh, yeah, oh. I got two callers on the phone line. I got one caller calling in from Connecticut. And then I have one half of the dynamic duo calling in from Canada. Ladies and gentlemen and women, boys and girls of all ages, we're going over to Connecticut and talking with...
They can't win.
And maybe they're calling to talk about the year.
Yeah. I believe she's calling to talk about the year. But we're going to talk with Sid from Connecticut. Sid, how you doing?
No, not Sid. It's Darryl. Sheila knows who I am. Darryl from Connecticut.
Darryl, I'm sorry.
Darryl. Hi, Darryl.
I'm from Connecticut.
I'm a first-time listener, and I'm enjoying your show a lot.
You are. He actually is a member of ACB. He is one of our streamers on ACB Radio, and I taught him in my Zoom training. So, wow. Hi, Darryl.
Hi, Sheila. You're everywhere. I always run into you. Our paths always cross. It's great.
What part of Connecticut are you from, Darryl? What part of Connecticut?
I'm from Guilford, which is very close to New Haven.
I know where it is. I know where Guilford is. I'm from New London.
Oh, sure. Very close. Probably about, 25 miles from here, maybe something like that.
You ever go to Ocean Beach Park?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Ocean Beach, and we got Rocky Neck, all those great places. Not tonight, but during the summer, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Maybe he knows the answer to the song. So, Dara, do you know who was singing that song?
I know the year. It was 1960, and I can't remember who sang it, though.
So, it was 1961, number one song in 1961. The question is, who is singing it? Yeah, I'm sorry, Darryl, but I'm thankful that you called in. I appreciate it so much.
Thank you for listening. Wow.
Thank you for listening.
And, Darryl, if you would like to listen to some of the archive shows, they're all there. Just go to blindandbeyondradioshow.org and pull up any month that you want. They're all there. Last week's and behind.
Last 5.5 years are there.
Yep.
Oh, I'll do that. I'll do that.
Thank you, Darryl.
Sheila got tipped off by Terry to this show, so that's why I'm listening tonight, and it's great. I'm enjoying it, and I want to wish
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to all of you. Keep up the good work.
We'll be talking, Darryl.
Sure we will.
That was funny what he said, Sheila, that he bumps into you everywhere. Sheila, the Zoom queen.
I know, right? Listen, before we go, let's go over to Canada and talk with our good friend, one half of the dynamic duo, Carrie. Carrie, how you doing?
Hey, y'all. How you doing today, guys?
Hi.
Yeah, Christine's phone died, so she's kind of out of phone condition. So I thought I'd give y'all a positive story. I thought y'all could use it. One of the good things that's come out of this year for me, at least, is the ability to do things online that we didn't have before. Like a lot of the, I don't know about for you, but clubs such as the ACB, NFB, if you're into that, or Canadian CNIB clubs have all moved online. And for those in remote locations, such as I am right now, I live 4 hours away from a large city, the opportunities have been great. I've loved this. I mean, this is the bomb. We've had concerts online. We've had different conventions online. Like this.
Wait. I have a question. I have to interrupt you. Do you live where the snow is?
Go ahead, Michael.
Huh?
I said, go ahead.
Do you live where the snow?
Sure, she has snow.
Well, there is snow sometimes, but I don't live in an igloo.
You know the Royal Canadian Mounties?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right now it's about 32 degrees Fahrenheit.
Not bad.
So,
that's very true, Christine. We have to go to break, and we'll be introducing our guest caller shortly.
Okie dokie.
That is very true. It brought us
together. Take care, y'all.
Nobody guessed
who's in. Well, I don't know because I got one more caller on, and he's calling all the way in
real fast
from Windermere. We're going to talk with Bill real quick from Windermere. Bill, are you there?
Very
Chris. Hey, Bill, do you know who was singing that song?
Do I what?
Did you hear the trivia?
No, I was just going to talk to Sheila about all the good things for 2020.
Oh.
All right, give me one quick one, Bill.
Well, all of the financial indexes, the Dow, everything, are at record highs, and those of us who live off our investments are very pleased with the financial world.
Well, thank you, Bill. Thank you for listening.
Is he cited?
That's Bill Friedman.
Oh, that's Bill Friedman. I didn't know it was Bill Friedman.
You know Bill Friedman.
Yeah, I know Bill Friedman. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thanks,
Bill, for calling in.
Thank you, Bill.
Right.
Thank
we'll
you. Talk to you soon.
So nobody knew who was singing that song. So I'll tell you who was singing. His name is, listen to the name, Bobby Lewis. Lewis.
Let's be honest. Many of us experience joint discomfort and achiness and stiffness and soreness that comes with inflammation and age. Many of us are baby boomers. Well, Upgrade is a health and wellness company committed to revolutionizing healthcare through plant-based ingredients. Upgrade's flagship product, Perform Daily Inflammation, or Perform for short, is designed to alleviate joint discomfort, aches, and stiffness, and the soreness that comes with inflammation. Upgrade Perform uses a proprietary blend of turmeric, ashwagandha, tart cherry, and ginger root that is fully organic and consists of the most bioavailable turmeric on the market, without unnecessary additives like black pepper and harmful synthetic chemicals. To learn more, visit them at www.upgrade.com, and that's spelled U-P-G-R-A-I-D. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO20 at checkout to receive 20% off on all orders. Let Upgrades Perform. Perform for you.
The Assistive Technology Industry Association is excited to bring its annual conference online this winter. ATIA 2021 AT Connected, ATIA's annual event focused on learning about assistive technology across age, disability, and environments, will be held online the last week of January and first week of February. This year's conference features a powerful education strand focused on vision and hearing technologies, as well as the world's leading companies showcasing the latest in vision-related assistive technologies. Check out the exhibitors' experience and all the prizes ATIA's exhibitors are giving away. This year, there is also a range of registration options, including a free option. Plus, for the month of November, you can get 20% off full conference registration with discount code ATIA21Vision. Learn more by visiting ATIA.org/blind and beyond.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's XAVIER, SocietyForTheBlind.org.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We're back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We're live from Orlando, Florida. This is the second hour. And believe it or not, I'm your host, whether you like it or not. I'm your host. My name is Michael, believe it or not. And the phone number to call in, which I hope you can do it, is 407-894-1680. And if you're tuning in your car radio and you're listening for the first time, you want to call us from your car, you want to know what this is all about. Well, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. Len, you are up.
Okay, I was just thinking we're going from the Apple TV to the Big Apple. I'm sorry, I just couldn't resist that.
Comedian.
We're giving away a free Apple TV through the Spectrum Access Sweepstakes, and now we're going to talk to our friend Malachi Fallon, who is in the Big Apple, better known as New York City. And Malachi is the executive director at Xavier Society for the Blind. Welcome back, Malachi.
Thank you very much, Len. It's great to be back.
We never get the name Big Apple anyway. Why not the Big Cherry?
That was the artist, the famous artist, and I can't think of his name off the top of my head.
You want to call it Big Apple, not Big Cherry or Big Peach?
So Malachi, tell the audience that, you know, a lot of people are new listeners, and they don't even know what is Xavier Society for the Blind, and tell us what you do there.
Sure. So we're fortunate to be celebrating our 120th anniversary this year. So we were founded in 1900, and we provide reading materials in both Braille and audio. And our tagline is that we deliver faith and inspiration in Braille and audio. So a lot of our content, because historically have been affiliated with the Catholic Church, a lot of our content is Catholic in nature, but not exclusively. So we provide reading materials to people of all faiths, about religion, about spirituality, and on inspirational topics. And everything that we provide is provided free of charge, which is, it's just a wonderful mission to have for an organization, and we're happy to have been doing this now for 120 years.
And the material is all in Braille, or is there some that is not in Braille?
He said some is in audio.
So Braille and audio. So we also provide audio books that are capable of being played on the digital talking book players that are provided free of charge by the National Library Service for the blind. And
tell the listeners what's new now about if they call back, because some people called in.
I would like the listeners to have any questions about Xavier.
Yeah, but I want to talk about the listeners who called in already.
Yeah.
And
sure.
They got upset because they didn't have the paper that proved they were blind.
Yeah, so because, you know, we want to make sure that we're not running afoul of any copyright laws, so we try to make sure that anyone who receives materials from us, reading materials from us, is in fact blind. But so typically we've required that they provide documentation. There's an application process. But because, you know, Michael, you pointed this out, and you've been just a great advocate for your listeners, and you pointed this out to us, that it's difficult, you know, given the pandemic, for people to get out and get the application, you know, signed by someone to certify that. So we're waiving that requirement at this point. So a lot of folks who are interested in receiving materials from us can thank Michael and your show for bringing that to our attention. So as I said, you've been a terrific advocate for
the
listening audience.
So they can get audio if they call up and ask,
That's
if
right.
If you can't read Braille and you want the audio,
yep. We have about 800 titles in Braille and another 800 or 900 titles in audio, again, available in the digital talking book format, on a great variety of topics. And I think I mentioned this last time I was on, or one of the previous appearances. You know, one of the great books has been very popular lately. The title is called Do You See What I See? Discovering the Obvious and Finding a Better and More Meaningful Life. And that's by Robert Hanley. And he had a long, long, long career as an actor on television and in Hollywood. So he's written this wonderful book, and we have that available now in both Braille and in audio format.
So the audio you send as a cassette, correct? You send it.
Well, it's a cartridge.
Anybody
who is familiar with the players that are provided by the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled, they'll be familiar with the cartridges that can be inserted into those players.
Well, Malachi, can I happen to be an avid reader with NLS books. I download my own. I've got a player. I've got a Victor Reader Stream. I would not be surviving without my National Library Service for the Blind books.
Mm-hmm.
I'm president of the Friends of Library Access, so I promote a lot of digital information.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming your material is recorded to be equivalent or able to be played on the player.
That's correct.
That's my first point to everybody that's listening.
100%.
My second question to you is there a way on your website for people to download on a blank cartridge if they wanted to download it, if they are a patron?
At this point, they can. Both download both audio and BRF files, the Braille ready files.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yep.
So how do they get that information, or where do they find that information? Because I would love to do it myself.
Yep. So a couple of ways. You can go right to our website. It's XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. And if you need any help, or if you have any questions or need any additional assistance, we have an 800 phone number, and that's 800-637-9193. That's 800-637-9193. So that's the best way to do that. And the other thing I want to mention is that if you do go to our website, if you have the opportunity, visit our website tomorrow evening at 7 p.m., because we'll be live streaming a mass in honor of St. Lucy, and St. Lucy is one of the patron saints of the blind. And the mass is being celebrated by Father Jamie Dennis. And for the last 4 years, Father Dennis has come to New York City. He's a native of Kentucky, and he currently is assigned to a parish in Kentucky, but he's traveled to New York for the last 5 years, to be the main celebrant in our St. Lucy Mass. And this year, because of the pandemic, we didn't think that was safe and appropriate for him to do that. But he is going to be, and we are going to be live streaming the annual St. Lucy Mass from his parish, Father Jamie Dennis. He's a young priest. He's wonderful. He's inspirational. And he's blind. And he's received our materials for a good number of years. He's been a great advocate for Xavier Society.
Are there any other priests that are blind? Is he the only one?
Oh, I can't give you the exact number, but there are quite a number of priests and religious people of all faiths,
right,
to whom we provide materials.
Malachi, when will that be occurring?
So that's tomorrow. That's tomorrow evening. So Monday, December 14th, tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and to get to the live stream and to watch or listen to that Mass. And he gives a wonderful sermon, a wonderful homily. You can go to our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org.
And
how do you spell Xavier? How do you spell
X-A-V-I-E-R.
And Malachi, if people aren't able to do that, will there be a place they can get the podcast? Or
so what we'll do is we'll have it recorded and then we'll have it available for replay on our website.
Awesome. Because I have to host a call at 7:30, so I won't be able to be there, darn it.
Of course.
Wow. Well, I'm so excited because I love to download my own material so I can read it when I want to read it and not wait for it. So I am extremely excited about the fact that I can go to your website and download it myself. So that's exciting.
And if you go to our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org, in case you missed anything that Malachi's saying, you go to our website. Everything's there. So you go right from our webpage to their webpage in case you didn't get his phone number or anything else. It's on our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
That's exciting.
Yeah, and we've really made an effort the last year or so. We have a new pilot. You know, we're just completing the first year of a pilot project to record audiobooks in a different format. We really tried to improve the quality. We've recruited a number of actors, working actors in New York City, and we're choosing titles that we think would be more appealing to more people. So you can check, you know, all our recent editions are available on our website. We did our first, I know we're broadcasting right now in English, but we did our first audio book in Spanish that was just released.
Wow.
You know, we're trying to do things, new things, and do things more innovatively, and trying to reach more people out there. So we hope that we're going to get a lot more traction and be able to serve a lot more people across the United States. And we also serve people outside the United States as well. So
great. We have
listeners, a great time for us.
We have quite a few listeners up in Canada, so you do ship to Canada, correct?
That's right. That's right. We do.
And what is the time element? What from the time somebody writes to you or calls in to talk to Saul, how soon would they receive the materials?
Within a couple of days. You know, we typically, it all depends upon the U.S. Postal Service.
Yeah.
We try to get things out, turn things around from our, at our end, on our end, you know, within a day.
And Xavier,
Malachi.
I know. I'm thinking about the website because I'm going to the website, you know. Is there an application that I would need to fill out?
So we were just talking about that. Typically there would be, but as we discussed earlier, because of the pandemic, at the moment we're waiving that requirement. So if people call in and they say that they heard about us on this radio program, you know, we'll waive that requirement.
That's great.
But
I understand that. But my question is, if I just go to your website, do I have to call and talk with someone, or can I just say, hey, you know, I want to download something? What is the process?
So the first step is that you would call and speak to someone and become a registered patron.
Gotcha.
And then once you become a registered patron, then you have a lot more freedom and flexibility to do things.
Gotcha. And I think our listeners need to know that because, you know, me as a computer user, I would just go to the website. I would go, why can't I download this?
Right. One step at a time. One step at a time.
Gotcha. So that's that. You know what? I'm just so excited because I am going to go look and I'm going to go see what you have. Because if I can download my own, and many people out there do, I think they're going to be excited to be able to access this material. So.
Well, I'll give you the phone number, too, and an email, Sheila, so just in case you didn't get it. Well, thank you, Malachi. Thank you for joining us.
You're very welcome, and thank you
thank
for
you
having
so
me
much
back. I really appreciate
thank
it.
You.
We appreciate you, and you stay well up there in New York City.
We'll speak
happy
to you.
Happy holidays.
Okay.
Yes, and we'll talk to him before.
Thank you so much.
Thank All you. Right. Good night, Malachi. Bye-bye. Bye. Chris, can we go to break?
Roger that.
Roger, roger.
Bump, 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 bump Spring from CVS Pharmacy is making it easier for patients with visual impairments to manage their prescriptions. Spoken Rx is a new feature in the CVS Pharmacy app that allows patients to use their smartphone to scan a sticker on the bottom of their prescription bottle and hear important medication information read out loud in English or Spanish. Currently, the patient's name, medication strength, and dosage instructions are communicated, with more information coming in future enhancements. 1,500 CVS Pharmacy locations will be equipped to use these stickers by the end of the year, and they'll be available in all CVS Pharmacy locations nationwide by the end of 2021. To learn more about Spoken Rx or check availability near you, visit cvs.com/SpokenRx.
Spectrum has great news for Blind and Beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news, access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Sunday Scaries is thrilled to partner with the Blind and Beyond radio show. As one of the nation's most trusted CBD brands, Sunday Scaries has always been solely focused on tackling the growing problem of daily anxiety. Sunday Scaries' proprietary vitamin-enriched CBD products were made just to help you relax and chill out. They're legal in all 50 states, and there's no THC, so you won't get high. Did you know that almost 70% of CBD in the U.S. is imported from China? That's terrifying. All of Sunday Scaries CBD is sourced from USDA certified farms outside Denver, so you can trust the quality. Try Sunday Scaries today with a 100% money back guarantee at SundayScaries.com and save 25% off your first purchase with code BB25.
Let's be honest. Many of us experience joint discomfort and achiness and stiffness and soreness that comes with inflammation and age. Many of us are baby boomers. Well, Upgrade is a health and wellness company committed to revolutionizing healthcare through plant-based ingredients. Upgrade's flagship product, Perform Daily Inflammation, or Perform for short, is designed to alleviate joint discomfort, aches and stiffness, and the soreness that comes with inflammation. Upgrade Perform uses a proprietary blend of turmeric, ashwagandha, tart cherry, and ginger root that is fully organic and consists of the most bioavailable turmeric on the market without unnecessary additives like black pepper and harmful synthetic chemicals. To learn more, visit them at www.upgrade.com, and that's spelled UPGRAID. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO20 at checkout to receive 20% off on all orders. Let Upgrades Perform perform for you.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
The Assistive Technology Industry Association is excited to bring its annual conference online this winter. ATIA 2021 AT Connected, ATIA's annual event focused on learning about assistive technology across age, disability, and environments, will be held online the last week of January and first week of February. This year's conference features a powerful education strand focused on vision and hearing technologies, as well as the world's leading companies showcasing the latest in vision-related assistive technologies. Check out the exhibitors' experience and all the prizes ATIA's exhibitors are giving away. This year, there is also a range of registration options, including a free option. Plus, for the month of November, you can get 20% off full conference registration with discount code ATIA21Vision. Learn more by visiting ATIA.org/blindandbeyond.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. And I'm pitch hitting for Michael, and he's back. Michael, you have something to say?
Yes. What? I have something to say. I love you.
Okay.
You're the best.
All right.
You
thank
are
you.
Definitely
I love you too.
The best.
All righty. Well, we'd like to welcome back, guess what? Tammy Roussel is here, and she's the owner, the founder, and she does everything with Mitzi Kit. She's the woman of Mitzi Kit. So welcome back, Tammy.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're
great
looking
to
forward to finding out what you're doing, what's in the works, what kinds of things are people buying these days, what kinds of crafts. Tell everybody what Mitzi Kit is.
Sure. So,
and then I'll let Sheila take over.
Awesome. So Mitzi Kit is our business that was invented for my mom, Mitzi.
Mm-hmm.
Originally, my mom lost her eyesight in her 80s, and she was a seamstress. And after she could no longer sew, it was obviously very distressful for her. And I was fortunate enough, I believe it was God inspired, that I was able to come up with the idea to help her to sew by touch. And we did this by applying tactile borders to fabric to enable her to feel the seam allowance and stitch along that. And so since then, you know, it made such an improvement in her quality of life. She's been sewing quilts for, you name it, whoever wants one, and bags, and we've gotten into table runners and blankets, other types of blankets, and just so many different projects. And then we realized, you know what, there are other people that could benefit from this. So that's how Mitzi Kit was born. And we provide not only these sewing projects now, but we also provide no-sew projects. And when I say no-sew, it still is like sewing, although instead of using a regular needle and thread, you can use a plastic needle and ribbon. We also have the kits that use a shoelacing for those who might have dexterity issues and don't want to manipulate plastic needles. And these are woven through fabric with tactile bordered holes that are pre-drilled in the perimeter. So these are very popular. Some of our most popular kits, you know, include pillows and fleece blankets made up of their patchwork, and they're beautiful. So lots of different projects for lots of different capabilities.
Before I turn over to you, what is the most simple project that you would advise for someone who would like to start working with Mitzi Kit, see what it's all about? Hello?
Where'd Tammy go?
I don't know.
I'm sorry. I thought you said Sheila.
No, she said before she turned it over to me.
All right, Sheila. Sheila, I'm turning it over to you now, since she likes to talk to you better than I.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
So, Tammy, what's the simplest project you have?
The one that typically people like to start with are the fleece pillows.
Mm-hmm.
But since the fleece pillows, we've also come up with some projects that are even a little simpler than that, just because they're a little smaller. So we have these things we call candle mats, which involve the same process. It's fabric that has the tactile boarded holes, and they're 10 inches, and they have a couple of different layers, a cotton print on top with a fleece on the bottom, and you can lace that up with a plastic needle and ribbon or with a shoelace. And those are real good learning opportunities because they're very quick to go through.
And the hot pads. The hot pads are amazing because, one, they're simple to make, mm-hmm. and they come in so many different prints.
Right, yeah. Yeah, so the hot pads and the candle mats are basically the same project, except that the hot pads have an extra thermal layer, which allows you to then put something like a hot dish on it, and it will protect your table.
Right, and you can do that with the those are all done with shoelace, right?
Yes, the hot pads are done with the shoelaces, and the reason for that is, you know, with the ribbon might singe with a hot plate on it. So the shoelaces are recommended for the hot pads.
So, Tammy, should we talk about the woman that... Let's talk about the pillow kit. You sent a pillow kit to someone out in Colorado,
mm-hmm.
and it was funny because I was on the community call last week, and we were talking about different things, and I mentioned you and your company and your kits,
mm-hmm.
and she reached out to me because it sounded like I knew what I was doing.
And you do.
And I love your product. So I absolutely 100%. I think I made two blankets for ACB auctions, and
mm-hmm.
I have made blankets and absolutely love everything I have done. But she called me and she said, I don't know how to start with this pillow kit. And I think she thought she had to put the pillow in before she started. So you might want to tell people that may be listening. And if anybody has any questions, please call in 407-894-1680.
Mm-hmm. Just give a description.
Yeah, tell people if they want to start with the pillow, how they start.
Sure. Yeah, and I'd also like to mention that I provide links to YouTube audio video instructions. So that's also very useful for people, and I highly encourage anyone to call me at any time, because I love hearing from people and I'm happy to walk through any questions. So the fleece pillow, basically you have two 13-inch fleece squares, and those fleece squares have tactile bordered holes around all four sides. And these two squares they come already clipped together with some plastic clips. so the holes are aligned. Basically, what you're going to do is take one of the fleece ribbons. So there are four fleece ribbons that come with the kit. You're going to take one of the fleece ribbons, lace it through the eye of your plastic needle, and that eye is pretty big, so you should be able to do that by touch. And then you leave about a 2-inch tail, and then you use your plastic needle, and starting in one of the corner holes, you put the point of your plastic needle down, top down through, pull your ribbon through until there's just about 2 inches left on the top of the fabric. And there are two different stitches you can do. I'll go over the overcast. Then you come up over the edge, and you feel the next holes, if you're going left to right, then you feel the next hole to the right of where you just pulled your ribbon through, and you go top down through that hole. And then you continue doing this, looping over the edge and going down through the subsequent holes until you get to the next corner. And at that next corner, you come up through and you use another ribbon. So you would start with another ribbon to do the next side the same way. Then you do the third side the same way with your third ribbon. And then you leave the fourth side open and you have a pillow form that's included with your kit. And you put that into the third open side. And you can clip together that open side with the plastic clip that we have with the kit to line up the holes. And then you lace the fourth side with that fourth ribbon. And then the final step is to either just tie tassels in the corners or tie bows in the corners and trim off the tail. And then you're done.
So people need to understand, don't put the pillow in first.
No, definitely not. That would be tough.
Michael said he would put the pillow in first. No, that's all right, Michael, we're going to get you a kit, and I'm going to sit and watch you do it.
Do you find any men do this or no? Sure. Just
yeah, learn. Actually, we do have a lot of men that do this. Yeah. I actually had a man call just last week, and he was totally blind, and he started out with the blanket kit.
No kidding.
Wow. Yeah. So awesome. You know what? There are people out there there are men out there that are willing to take the challenge, Michael.
And I will tell you that, number one, the kits are so well put together.
Yeah, I wanted you to bring that up, how everything is there.
It's so well put together. On the pillows, the lady that called me, she said, well, there's these strip things. And I said, that means that's the front of the pillow. And she said, oh, okay. So Tammy has done, and Mark, we don't want to leave Mark out.
No.
You know, they have done such an amazing job of putting these kits together that when you get this kit, everything you need is in it.
Sheila.
Yeah, I just thought of something.
Sheila, even and Tammy, even where you have the little clips that tell you which row you're on, that's terrific.
You know what would be very interesting? A lot of the organizations that listen to us, this would be good for their organization. All the places, whether it be in New York listening to us, or Connecticut, or New England, or Ohio, or Little Rock, Arkansas, all these groups that are listening, you should consider using this for your organization. So some of the folks...
Let me tell you, Michael, Tammy was on Let's Go Shopping, and it starts out in Colorado, and those companies that have networked with her are all over the country. So it's been absolutely amazing to many blind people.
Yeah, and not only the blind. It's just last week I sent out my electronic catalog, and Lynn was mentioning I'm going to send a link so that your listeners can get access to the catalog. I have both a text version as well as now an audio version that you can listen to.
Some of the senior citizens that are sighted listen to this radio show. They're sighted, my life.
I enjoy doing it, and as you know, I'm sighted, and it's just very relaxing. And you get a sense of accomplishment.
Yeah, and I had a couple of people call in that I hadn't spoken to in a while, but one group supports the adults with learning disabilities. And wow. they ordered a bunch of kits so that they could do their online programming because they can't meet face to face. So, you know, they're looking at my tutorials and I'm helping them so that they can conduct their Zoom meeting and instruct their clients on how to put the pillow kits, and they're also ordering bag kits. So, and we've had blind groups do this as well. So some schools for the blind have done Zoom meetings and worked with the parents and kids to do the pillow kits online. It's so fun and easy to do. It makes for a great opportunity for this online programming, for sure.
Well, and it gives people a sense of accomplishment when you've made that pillow, or you've made that hot pad, or you've made that blanket. It's like, oh my goodness, I'm so happy.
And then it's like, what's next? Right?
Well, that's where I am right now. I'm like, okay.
So, Tammy, we're going to have to say goodnight shortly, but can you tell everybody how to reach you?
Absolutely.
I want to get that in before Chris knocks us off the air.
Thank you.
Okay.
MitzyKit.org, MitzyKit.org. And the number is 978-419-1824. Thank you very much, guys.
Well, thank you for joining us. And if we don't talk to you, have a wonderful Christmas. A happy New Year.
You too. Take
and
care.
And I'll be talking
Stay
to you
healthy.
Soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Tammy.
Bye.
Okay. Well, I guess it's time for me to do my show wrap-up.
Wow.
And then we'll say goodnight to Sheila and Chris. I wanted you to know that next week is going to be a little bit different type of show. We'll still be here next week, same time, same place. But co-host Dave Hillebrand came up with an idea, and we're going to expound upon it. And Dave is introducing us to a special guest. And her name is Judy Kaler, otherwise known as Chaplain Judy Kaler. And I believe Dave said she wears a few other hats. But she knows all about grief during the holidays, and she would like to share her story with us and how you can get through the holidays without feeling sad. And also Peter Cucciabi, who was just on the air to talk about Spectrum, he will be coming on next Sunday to talk about his life. And wait till you hear his story from Russia to the United States, with many hardships in between, and how he has become a success despite his blindness. And he certainly is a success. So
and I guess he'll be doing the announcement for the winner
right,
as well. So
right.
Yay.
Thank you for reminding me. And also, yes, thank you for reminding me. And I wanted to give out that number again. And where did I write it? Oh, my goodness.
It's 7.
It is. I have it. So, and Peter said to please call if you don't feel comfortable going online for the Spectrum Access Sweepstakes. Just call him at 720-765-6346, or just write to him at Spectrum
Access. Say the phone number again, please.
Yeah, 720-765-6346, or just write to Spectrum Access at charter.com. Give Peter one or two sentences why you like using Spectrum Access, or just, you know, if you have any questions about Spectrum, he would love to hear your one or two sentences. And let's see if you can win an Apple TV. That would be wonderful. So thank you, Sheila.
No, thank you, guys. And have a very happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and we'll be talking.
We will.
They will.
Love you, Sheila.
Love you, too.
Thank you, Chris.
Hey, anytime. Ha, cha, 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 cha.
Yep.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, Sheila,
one of these days we'll
happy
be able
Hanukkah,
to give you a real
Glenn,
hug.
Lynn,
Thank
Mike.
Thank you.
Sheila,
Thank
happy
you,
Hanukkah,
Chris.
And do everything I would do.
We'll talk to you next Sunday, Chris.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, see you tomorrow.
Stay well, folks. Looking forward to talk to you. Don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Love you all. Stay well. Take care.
Good
night, all. Be safe. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up.